Day 114, or April the 24th. God sees through our worst motives. Our thoughts today are from 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 4. But in their distress they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. There was a time during the divided kingdom when the revivals in the south attracted the backslidden northerners. Before the Assyrians scattered the 10 tribes of the north, it is very likely that the more faithful people from all these tribes migrated south to Judah. The only part of the 12 tribes that survived was the southern part, and yet it dropped its name of Judah and became known as Israel, which was the name of their patriarchal father after it was changed from Jacob, father of the 12 tribes. The Gospel of Luke records details of a prophetess called Anna from the tribe of Asher, so it seems some did hold on to their tribal names, but remained ever faithful to God. And today's action step. There are few qualities in people less attractive than selfishness, and yet it is this attribute that tends to propel us toward God for his free gift of salvation. I have yet to meet a person who came to Christ because they wanted to please God. They usually trace their first steps towards repentance down the road of self-preservation. Yet God welcomes us despite our initial selfish motives. He hasn't changed. In the days of King Asa, the chronicler records the nation's response to the message from the prophet Azariah. The Bible tells us that they were distressed by what he told them, and they turned to God and sought him out. The text goes on to tell us that they found God, but in Hebrew it is more accurate to say that God let them find him, which is amazing. So that's how God treats self-centered people. Remember this when you next come across individuals who put themselves first in everything and try to be as compassionate with them as God is with you and me.